I've no objection to talking, Mr. Gresham, only I'd have thought you'd prefer to stay among your guests.
Well, Doctor, if there's any merriment to be found, they'll find it as easily without me. I've lost much mirth over the years, as well as much else. You were not at Greshamsbury when I came of age.
No.
Oh, I tell you, today's festivities are a very tame affair by comparison. Anyway, to business.
Yes.
I need £10,000, Thorne, at the least. 12, preferably.
That's a very large sum of money.
10,000, then.
10,000's a very large sum.
Now, do you think Scatcherd will let me have it?
Oh, yes, Scatcherd will probably oblige. But I rather fear, indeed I know, that he'll expect to have the title deeds of Greshamsbury in return.
What, for £10,000?
When the last loan was made, he warned that it would indeed be the last unless he had ample security to cover what he'd already advanced. Oh, Mr. Gresham, I wish to goodness you had no more need to borrow.
Well, Doctor, so do I. Look, if I don't get the money from Scatcherd, I'll get it elsewhere.
Yes, and what will you be required to pay for it?
I'd sooner pay double, thank you, than listen to you moralising. Oh, forgive me, Thorne. There are some things which are very hard to bear, I find. Though God knows I should be growing more used to them by now.
Well, indeed he should, for it is many years now since the Greshamsbury estate was prosperous. Squire Gresham spent much money on standing at parliamentary elections, also on keeping the East Barsetshire hounds, though he has given up both those expensive habits now. But he has not given up the Lady Arabella, his wife. And Lady Arabella is a de Courcy by birth. And by birth, therefore, accustomed to a certain mode of living which he is determined to maintain, even when it cannot properly be afforded. By the way, Lady Rosina de Courcy is here at Greshamsbury for Frank's coming of age. She is Lady Arabella's sister-in-law, you know. And I think it must be very pleasant for the one lady to have the other staying with her. For Lady Rosina is able, as very few of us are, to give Lady Arabella the sympathy and understanding she so much requires.
A mere 10 weeks we were in town, that's all.
Barely time, I would have thought, for the girls to get their teeth looked at properly.
I told Mr. Gresham as much, but of course he'd rather we weren't in town at all.
That's absurd. You have a house there.
At present, Rosina, yes.
He wants to sell it? Sell the house in Portman Square?
Yes, and shut us away in the country for all time.
But Arabella, Arabella, surely your husband isn't... He surely isn't in such straits as he claims to be.